A Gift for Amy by Ethna R. Reed, based on a true story. The Holy Ghost is given to us to guide us every hour. Children's Songbook, page 105. Amy was the fastest runner in her third grade class. She loved to run, especially as she skimmed across the furrows in her father's plowed fields and chased the seagulls flying above her. No one, boy or girl, ever beat her in races at school. She could jump high and far, too. She practiced jumping over ditch banks even when they were wider than she was tall. If Sarah or Grant asked to see her jump over a tree stump or a hedge, she would take a long run and fly over it. Every night, Amy snuggled up next to Mom on her bed, while Mom brushed Amy's hair and curled it into long ringlets. Amy's baptism was coming up, but Mom was too sick to be with her on that special day. Amy listened closely as Mom and Dad told her what to expect. They told her stories of their own baptisms. Dad had been baptized in a large stream, and Mom had been baptized in the font in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. "I'm excited to be baptized," Amy said, "but I'm curious about the Holy Ghost." "You've already been helped by the Holy Ghost," Dad said. "Remember when you wanted to be a better reader? You prayed for help, and help came. Your testimony came from the power of the Holy Ghost, and so did your faith to be healed when the bishop and I gave you a blessing when you were sick." Mom explained that one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that Amy could receive was being able to see things to come, things that would help her make wise choices. Only 5 weeks after Amy's baptism and confirmation, she and Sarah and Grant climbed on top of Grant's garage to look out over the stream and surrounding fields. Wild yellow roses grew on the banks of the stream, and the fields were sparkling green. "Hey, Amy," Sarah said, "I dare you to jump from here onto the shed." She pointed to the roof of the nearby shed. Amy hesitated. She knew it wasn't good to take dares, but she also knew that she was a good jumper. "Okay," she finally said. But as she stood up, ready to jump, she imagined herself falling to the ground between the garage and the shed. She thought she saw herself lying on the ground. Seeing the danger in her mind, Amy said, "I can't. It's too far." Sarah and Grant didn't say anything as Amy sat down. She was glad they didn't tease her. They seemed to know that she had made the right decision. That evening, Amy told Mom and Dad what had happened at Grant's house. "I knew that it was a gift from the Holy Ghost. He showed me that I would fall if I tried to jump. I could see myself lying on the ground, really hurt." Mom held Amy close. Dad told her how thankful he was that she had listened to the Holy Ghost, and both Mom and Dad told her never to climb on Grant's garage again. "I won't," Amy promised. Amy never forgot the gift she was given that day by the Holy Ghost and the change it made in her life. Sidebar: See John chapter 16, verse 13. "Let the Holy Ghost be your guide. The Lord has promised us that as we live righteously, the still, small voice will come into our mind and into our heart." Elder Neil L. Anderson of the 70. End of article. A Gift for Amy by Ethna R. Reed.